One buries it to the bottom of the racetrack. Both of them put those Goodyear tires nearly on the white line. Brandon Jones slips up the racetrack. Mayer stays right in the tire track.
Meanwhile, for second and third, it is Jesse Love that's got a mirror full of Eric Almirola. And Almirola wants that spot. Can't quite get it worked out over turn three, turn four.
Last lap, Nick Sanchez did not like the block that was put on by Justin Allgaier. Popped him in the back bumper. Allgaier has pulled away from him now, is pressuring Corey Day.
Got a battle for the second position as Eric Almirola, after sweeping the two stages, is trying to point that Toyota to the front of the pack. He's all over the back of Jesse Love.
Almirola gets a good exit of turn two down to Nellis straightaway into turn three. Takes his car to the middle of the racetrack. Love down at the bottom of the racetrack. A car length separates second and third.
Justin Allgaier just took his Brandt Chevy to seventh as he was able to get around Corey Day, but the battle is for second. Eric Almirola right on the rear deck lid of Jesse Love.
Yeah, Jesse Love moved up at the entrance of turn number one. Eric Almirola says, okay, I'll go to the bottom of the racetrack. Now he'll slide up right on the back bumper of that wheel-in Chevrolet. All this happening right behind Connor Zilich.
And meanwhile, Connor Zilich is beginning to have these two behind him catch him. He's got it down to about three car lengths now. Zilich going to be soon under attack by Jesse Love.
Three-car battle for the lead spot. Four cars fighting over fourth place. That's being held by Austin Hill, Brandon Jones, Sam Mayer, Justin Allgaier, who just passed Corey Day, in the mix as well.
Yeah, let's take a peek at that four-car tussle. Austin Hill has it and leads that train through turns one and two. Brandon Jones running the top side. That opens the bottom not only for Sam Mayer and Justin Allgaier. They'll get back in line down the backstretch.
Mayer getting shoved by Allgaier now into the corner. Allgaier will go to the top side to try to wrestle his way around that number 41 machine. Can't get it done. Gets loose off the corner.
Up in front of them, Eric Almirola looks to the high side of Jesse Love. This battle will go back into one.
This is good stuff. You just almost don't even know what to watch, but we'll focus in on that battle for second for now, because Almirola is starting to put the pressure on. Right in the middle of the racetrack. Gets a nice run, but Love is strong on the bottom off of two.
A little further back, Allgaier still working on Brandon Jones. Nick Sanchez, he's got a ride this afternoon. It's a real hot rod. He's going to go to the bottom of the racetrack. Try to wrestle a spot away from Justin Allgaier. Not going to be able to do it off the corner.
A lap ago, Allgaier took the spot from Sanchez. He's trying to get it back. Allgaier is the meat in the sandwich. He is sixth. Just in front of him, Brandon Jones. Just behind him, Sanchez.
Yep, they're evenly separated through turns one and two. Again, Brandon Jones very comfortable taking his Toyota to the top side of the racetrack. It opens the door, but Pat, a lot of drivers have had a hard time getting to the inside of that 20 car.
Back up front, separation one, two, and three, only by about a car length on each. Here's Love pressuring for the lead off four.
Connor Zilich leads with 95 laps to go. Jesse Love tucks in right behind him. Eric Almirola now. He drives to the outside of Jesse Love. They'll go door to door into one.
Jesse Love's run was stalled out as he tried to make a pass on Connor Zilich. That's all Eric Almirola needed to get the charge down the front straightaway. Now running the top side of the racetrack. Almirola takes second away from Jesse Love.
Now can he get that top spot? Here comes Almirola again. Goes right to the bumper of Zilich. Zilich, bottom of the racetrack. Almirola's going to go down and try to squeeze him to the bottom of the racetrack. He's going to battle for the lead off four.
He's got Zilich pinned to the inside. Zilich moves up the racetrack. They nearly touch at the line on the outside. Eric Almirola had a slight lead, but Zilich powers back to the inside.
Mark Arrow, they were trading that lead back and forth down the front straightaway. This time into turn one, it's Connor Zilich by about half a car. Eric Almirola hanging right on that right rear quarter panel.
The veteran and the rookie getting it on right here down to Nellis straightaway at Vegas. Bottom of the racetrack, Zilich. Now he's getting a bigger mirror full of Jesse Love. The battle still remains for the lead. Here's Almirola on four.
Eric Almirola cannot clear Connor Zilich. They touch Connor Zilich. Smoke coming out from the right rear of his car. They stay hung door to door. The Goodyear wiped off the tires of Zilich car.
Boy, how about this racing for the lead into turn number one. Connor Zilich's car wiggles a bit on the bottom. Don't see any smoke for now, but that's all Eric Almirola needs. New race leader down the backstretch.
Zilich can't take his foot off the gas because he's got a mirror full of Jesse Love. Love would like to battle that spot and get it away from him. Not going to be able to do it. Stays right on his door. But here comes Jesse Love again on the 88.
Eric Almirola led two laps ago by 15 thousandths. The lap before, 17 thousandths. Now he's got all kinds of breathing room, Nick, with 0.3.
Yep, and that's because Jesse Love and Connor Zilich just went into turn number one side by side. Love Love on the bottom. Takes that spot away from Connor Zilich. Zilich will follow Love down the back straightaway.
Now move Zilich back to that third spot. Meanwhile, Justin Allgaier trying to catch up and get that fourth spot for sure as he works under Brandon Jones in the Brandt Chevy, bottom of the racetrack. Jones fades up the racetrack. Here comes Allgaier on the bottom.
Move Justin Allgaier up to fourth, and Ross Chastain, we just saw Connor Zilich lose the lead. That was a really tight spot there coming off of turn four. Zilich on the inside of Eric Almirola. We saw the tire smoke come from Zilich. How do you recover from that? What could be done to Zilich's car? Could there be damage?
Yeah, there could be, but you could see that building. The two car was the first one. Jesse Love was catching Connor, and then Eric got to Jesse's outside, and that's what gave Eric the position to get the outside then of Connor Zilich. So you could see Connor starting to struggle even while he still had the lead now with the contact. Yes, his tires are hot. He's falling back to third. But he's got a gap to fourth to his teammate Justin Allgaier. He can let everything cool down a bit. He's going to have a shot with another pit stop inevitably in this race.
Now let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durant, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partners network, Car Care Center, Durand.
With 89 laps to go in the Focused Health 302, Eric Almirola, Jesse Love, Connor Zilich, Justin Allgaier, and Brandon Jones is our top five.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system to keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at ZMAX.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
87 laps to go here in the Focused Health 302. Eric Almirola leads Jesse Love now by 7-tenths of a second. From Las Vegas Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Wisconsin weather can be a bit of a roller coaster. Are you ready for the ride? No matter how much snow comes our way, you can be prepared with a four-season solution from Tractor Central. John Deere lawn tractors, compact, and utility tractors are built for four-season versatility because you don't have an off-season, and neither do we. Four-season solutions start at just $64.99. Visit Tractor Central today to find out why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
From Lake Pepin to Osseo's Martha Lake and everywhere in between, your home for local severe weather coverage is Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Welcome back to Las Vegas Motor Speedway and the Focused Hill 302, this time by 84 laps to go. Eric Almirola continues to lead Jesse Love, Connor Zilitz, Justin Allgaier in fourth. Nick Sanchez just moved into fifth, but can he hang on to it? Nick Yeoman.
Well, Brandon Jones is certainly going to try to fight back on the outside. Nick Sanchez in that really dark, deep blue Chevrolet for Big Machine Racing, digging hard on the bottom. Brandon Jones still there. Pat there even out the back stretch.
Jones stays right there next to the wall, and he keeps Zilitz to driver's left, or excuse me, keeps Sanchez to driver's left. Now Jones goes way up the racetrack, trying to get a little bit of help up off the hill.
As they work their way out of the banking, Corey Day trying to join that battle as well. Here's the crossover now from Brandon Jones as he drives to the inside of Sanchez.
That was nicely done by Brandon Jones. Might have caught Nick Sanchez sleeping, but Sanchez's car looks just as strong in the middle of the racetrack as on the bottom. He'll clear Brandon Jones off of two. Corey Day is right there, too. I mean, he's only about a car length back off of Brandon Jones. He may be able to get a twofer here if he's careful. Jones likes the top side of the racetrack. That's where he goes now. Down at the bottom is Corey Day. Here comes Jones off the corner.
Corey Day having a great drive here today at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. He drives to the inside of Brandon Jones. It's a fight for six. Brandon Jones will cut his nose off as they go back to one.
Yep, they'll go nose to tail into turn number one. Corey Day goes down to the bottom of the racetrack. The sprint car driver not content with running the cushion. That's where Brandon Jones is. Jones with the advantage off of turn two.
Yeah, and they'll about separate now by about a half a car length down the Nellis straightaway. Into the corner they go. This time Jones will stay at the bottom of the racetrack. Corey Day right in his tire track. They're both trying to run down Nick Sanchez.
So let's document what we've got up front. Ross Chastain, 81 laps to go. Almirola now third time he's led, 76 laps. Allgaier the next closest at 28. Connor Zilich has led 12. The only other lap leader, Jesse Love, with four. It seems like the top three are kind of equal to each other at this point, although we think Almirola may be saving something. Justin Allgaier in fourth was coming, but now he's stalled out about 2.5 seconds back.
Never count out Justin Allgaier. We've seen him mature in this series after racing in the Cup Series. Back in this series for the bulk of his career, I would never count out Justin Allgaier. And then Nick Sanchez in the top five. Welcome to back to the top five, Nick Sanchez. After putting that speeding penalty on his shoulders, now driving, like Nick said, that dark blue 48 car into the top five, pulling away from Brandon Jones. And then Corey Day, a guy that Hendrick Motorsports believes in, puts in the 17 car. Kyle Larson went to bat for him, said, Mr. Hendrick, this is the next guy. They've stayed with him through the learning process. Y'all have called more wrecks from Corey Day than a lot of people. But this is the closest we've seen him run on a mile and a half that I believe I've seen, the most racecraft I've seen, and he's as he works outside of Brandon Jones back into turn one.
And Nick Yeoman, they're about to get some company.
This has been a phenomenal battle watching Brandon Jones and Corey Day. And to your point, Mark Garrow, I think it's about to become a three-car battle because here comes Austin Hill's Chevrolet, Pat, down the back straightaway.
Yeah, those two in front have got Austin Hill now tracking them. It's going to be Brandon Jones sliding up to the racetrack. Austin Hill paints the line in the bottom of the racetrack. Corey Day about two car lengths in front of those two.
Corey Day is running in the sixth position. Brandon Jones running in seventh, but right in his rearview mirror, Austin Hill, former winner here in Las Vegas. He wants to get into this fight.
Yeah, he really likes his racetrack, and he's going to use the bottom of the racetrack to try to run down both Brandon Jones and Corey Day. They look a little bit stronger for now over Austin Hill off of two.
Corey Day now in front of Brandon Jones, midway down the Nellis straightaway. Jones has been going to the top side of the racetrack. He'll do it again. Austin Hill is offered the bottom, not going to be able to make up the ground on Jones as he races off the corner.
Also trying to race into that battle, Taylor Gray not that far back, Sam Mayer as well. We have a car that just nicked the wall coming out of four. That's playoff contender Sheldon Creed, who's being trailed by Carson Quappel.
Yeah, Sheldon Creed, of course, has had plenty of issues so far today, so we'll see if he can keep that car pointed in the right direction and kind of shake off that brush of the wall. Leaders are in front of you, Pat.
Yeah, we're watching the leaders work their way off of the corner now, going a little further back. Brandon Jones trying to hold off Austin Hill. Can't quite get it done. They go door to door off the corner.
Let's document the progress of Ryan C. He's a great driver here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Uncontrolled tire penalty. He's chasing Carson Quappel. They actually had a socket on the pit gun brake, but Ryan Sieg on the move. He's been up 20 spots now, Nick.
And last year, he gave A.J. Allmendinger everything he could handle to try to hang on for that win. Now Ryan Sieg trying to set up that Dayglo orange and black car of Carson Quappel in three.
Now, Ryan Sieg has been so good at this racetrack over the years. Now he goes right to the bumper of the number one of Quappel. Bottom of the racetrack is where they work now. It opens up for Sieg. He's going to take that spot away from Quappel.
Move Ryan Sieg to 12th, Quappel to 13th. That may not be for long. William Sawalich is right there.
Yeah, William Sawalich all over the back of Carson Quappel as they all bury their cars to the bottom of the racetrack. Sawalich's car looked a little unsteady at the entrance of turn number one. That's all Carson Quappel needed for a little breathing room.
All right, so that group kind of settles down just a little bit. We go back up front. Here's Brandon Jones trying to once again hold off Austin Hill. Hill takes the spot away this time off four.
This time Hill is going to clear Brandon Jones.
He'll be able to take that away. That is the seventh spot for Austin Hill. Behind them, Taylor Gray now peeking to the outside of Sam Mayer.
Yep, Sam Mayer goes to the top side, gets a good angle into turn number one and drives it in really, really low. As for Gray, he's very content running the outside of the racetrack, trying to build that momentum up to run down Sam Mayer.
Sam Mayer got a green and black race car this weekend here as he works down to the bottom of the racetrack. Gray up on the top side. He'll try to get that advantage and run off the hill to try to close that gap on the 41.
So now Eric Almirola has led his 84th lap in this event. The top five, Jesse Love, Connor Zilich, Justin Allgaier, Nick Sanchez.
NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market. Performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR. From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
State Water Heaters and PRN have had a relationship for a number of years now.
Here's Jeff's story of State Water Heaters.
Our relationship with PRN has allowed us to leverage that investment, hit more ears, and, you know, make sure that people know that we support the sport that they love. And when they need a water heater, we'd like them to consider our brand of water heaters. Or if they're a contractor, and we know they listen as well, when they choose a water heating partner, we'd like them to consider us as their partner as well.
NASCAR Network Radio drives business.
From Las Vegas Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets, FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
302 here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Mark Garrell, Brad Gilley, Ross Chastain high atop this racetrack out there in the turns. Nick Yeoman and Pat Patterson. Sheldon Creed came into the race minus 13 to the cutoff, dropped way back late, but he has rallied here in this event all the way back to 12th, has kind of stemmed the bleeding. He's still minus 22 to the cut line at this point, so he has lost some ground. But, Ross, it could be much worse if not for the comeback for Sheldon Creed.
Absolutely. We saw Sheldon come down in stage one under that midway through the stage caution and pit and just make adjustments. Didn't change tires. Stayed on the same tire cycle as everybody else. But as he runs in 12th, he just watched Ryan Sieg, one of the fastest cars on the track, not in the playoffs, Ryan Sieg back into the top 10 after all those issues on pit road at the end of stage two.
That's impressive. Right now, Eric Almirola leads coming off of turn number two. They're caught up in lap traffic. Almirola just got around Garrett Smithley. Now Jesse Love trying to do the same, Pat.
Yeah, and he'll make that pass pretty easy. Bottom of the racetrack, about six, seven car lengths separate first and second. Here's Almirola off the corner again.
All right, Ross Chastain. Eric Almirola has led the most laps. He's got the dominant car right now, although not that much over Jesse Love. What do you think the strategy is now as far as making their last pit stop if we stay green?
You have a driver up here with you, Mark. I'm not a crew chief. I don't know. I drive. They tell me the lap times, and they tell me when to pit. Look, with this, we had a little over 100 laps to go when we started this stage, so they're going to run somewhere in the middle of those 100 laps, and they're going to pit. Some drivers and teams will elect to go past that. They can go a bit further than the halfway point of this stage on fuel. hoping for a caution, and some might split it down the middle. That's how the Cup Series would do it. We would split it at the optimal or a lap or two before, and then you'll see. You will still have one set of Goodyear Eagles left in the pits after you make this stop.
We're hearing about 14, 13 laps to go until that pit window opens. That'll leave them somewhere between, say, 50 to 55 laps to go. Watching the leaders right now, they just got around Blaine Perkins, at least Eric Almirola did. Ryan Ellis up in front of them as they come to the front straightaway mark. Lap traffic is allowing Jesse Love to catch our race leader, call it about three car lengths.
It looks like a replay of the last stage where Jesse Love kind of was, Eric would let him kind of close in, then he'd pull away. Connor Zilich back in third spot, about 10, 20 car lengths, just waving, hey guys, I'm still here. That looks exactly like the end of stage number two.
Yeah, I think Connor Zilich might be waving, but his hands are on the wheel as he continues to drive his Junior Motorsports Chevy as we see Jesse Love work to the inside of another lap car. I don't think that Eric Almirola wants that lead to be any smaller than it has to be. He knows pit stops are coming within a certain amount of laps, and they're updating him inside of that JGR team car. But he wants to keep that gap pushed out as far as he can. He doesn't want to give Jesse Love any chance. You know, and we look at the top three. They're close enough, in my opinion, to swap positions on the green flag pit cycle. Justin Allgaier has fallen back far enough. Even with a great pit cycle, if the top three just have a normal cycle, they're not going to change anything. As we see our first driver on pit road with Sheldon Creed.
Sheldon Creed, the first one to open up the pit cycle, Heather DeBoe.
Yeah, and he actually just told his team that he feels like he has a vibration in the right front. And as far as handling was going before that, he was saying he needs to be freed up. So the team is going to work right now. Four tires, Sunoco fuel for Sheldon Creed.
That's the outer edge of the pit cycle with 63 laps to go. Not sure if they built in enough for a potential green-white checker finish, but Ross, when you got to come in, you got to come in.
Well, with a veteran driver of this series like Sheldon Creed, if you're the crew chief and you hear him say vibration, you're in the pit window, I love it. Pit, go ahead, be on the leading edge of it as we see Harrison Burton on pit road, Wendy Venturini.
A lot of action down there on pit road. Harrison Burton came in. He kind of snuck in. He's got that stealth-colored kind of gray car out there as well, Mark.
He's kind of hiding out there. Ross, would it be a little bit cause for concern if I'm Jesse Love, Connor Zilich, and their teams? Eric Almirola out front, you know he's not using everything he's got. This is not the time yet, and yet he's out front very comfortably.
Do we know that? I think if Eric Almirola could stink up the show, he would. Now, he wants to do the best he can to win this race. So with Jesse Love only a few car lengths back, yeah, they're, like I said, they're all in the – it's still close enough that on this cycle, when they do come to pit road, it's close enough that anybody in any of those top three could swap spots.
Jesse Love just cut off a tenth of a second. They're midway down the Nellis straightaway.
Yeah, and they worked their way down here in the corner. Call it maybe three, four car lengths between first and second. Almirola down at the very bottom of the racetrack. Let's go to the pit road and Brett McMillan.
And Taylor Gray's come in. He's getting a four-tire change. A little slow on the right rear. They also gave him a chassis adjustment. He wanted to fire off better. He did. But he also wanted a little bit of help in turns one and two. 16-second stop for him.
Battle for the lead, Nick Yeoman.
Boy, Eric Almirola having a hard time keeping his car on the bottom of the racetrack. That opens the door for Jesse Love. It's a drag race to three.
Side by side for the lead. Here's what Jesse Love was looking for. Just give me an opportunity. Almirola will slide back. He's got a mirror full of Zilich. Here comes the two car off the corner. He's the new leader.
For the second time today, Jesse Love is out front as we go back to pit lane and Brett McMillan.
William Swalich is in. He's getting an air pressure adjustment. Car was just a little bit tight. Four tire change filled up with Sunoco fuel. Great stop for them. 13.2 seconds.
Connor Zilich has caught the fight between Jesse Love and Eric Almirola as they go midway down the back straightaway. We will go to Wendy Venturini.
Well, I heard Jesse Love is going to be pitting this time. Justin Allgaier comes to a stop directly in front of us. Justin Allgaier has had some issues with his brake pedal.
Oh, trouble just for a second there. Eric Almirola got into the back of the two car as they both were trying to get onto the pit road. Back down to you, Wendy Venturini.
They're on the left side of the car. Four tires, Sunoco fuel for Justin Allgaier. The sign is ready for Jesse Love to come to a stop as well. Let's go over to Heather DeBoe.
And Eric Almirola slides into his pit box. He told the team he was about a quarter number loose in the middle of one and two. They're going to work on the right side tires and then making their way around to the left side tires as well. Also in the 21 of Austin Hill. He said he's sideways again, really loose, just completely unpredictable. Wendy Venturini.
Jesse Love, a very fast pit stop for Tire Sunoco Fuel. They made a track bar adjustment the last time down pit road, and Paul Swan just made another track bar adjustment for Jesse Love. Heather DeVoe
and Carson Quapple, and the team had a little bit of trouble on the right front. They couldn't get the tire off, but he said that he's a little free wrapping the line, but not bad other than that. Wendy Venturini.
Connor Zilich comes to a stop. He said he is not very good in turns 3 and 4. He does not know what to do when he gets on the line. He gets a little bit loose. It's going to be four tires and fuel for Connor Zilich. Brett McMillan.
Christian Eckes is in. They're on the left side now. He had the disastrous pit stop last time with only got one lug nut on the left front. No such problem, it appears, this time. Four tire change, Sunoco Fuel, a little air pressure adjustment. He's out of here.
Wow. Connor Zilich exiting pit road right now, coming off of two. Here comes Jesse Love. A lot of lap traffic in there. Zilich blends up into the racetrack. Eric Almirola is going to get around Zilich as well, but that got pretty hairy, Mark.
It did. Nick Sanchez inherited the lead. He hit pit road. Brandon Jones, Daniel Dye, Daniel Hemrick still on the racetrack. Let's go to Wendy Venturini.
Sammy Smith comes to a stop. They are going to take a water bottle and exchange that out. Also, a tear off. It's four tires, Sunoco Fuel, and a big track bar adjustment early on in the race. He felt like something was broken, actually, on Sammy Smith and felt like he was on the verge of wrecking. Sammy Smith fighting for it today. Heather DeVoe.
And Brandon Jones pulls into his pit box. He told the team that he needs more grip on entry, so they're going to tighten up the 20 with a chassis adjustment for Goodyear Tires and Sunoco Fuel.
So Jesse Love has reassumed the lead. Eric Almirola runs behind him. Connor Zilich, actually, Nick Yeoman, it looks like he got the best of that. He's caught those two.
Yeah, but I mean, how amazing that they were running 1, 2, 3, similar gaps, and they all come to pit lane, and they all come out nearly identical. Pat, that is great work by those three pit crews.
Yeah, separated now by about four car lengths apiece as Jesse Love pulls that group down into turns 3 and 4, down at the very bottom of the racetrack off the corner.
A number of drivers have not pitted yet. Daniel Dye still on the racetrack, along with Daniel Hemrick, Kyle Sieg, to name three. Of course, when they pit, again, this will be a battle for the lead with Love, Almirola, and Zilich. We'll take a break at Las Vegas Motor Speedway with 53 laps to go in the Focused Hell 302.
In addition to traditional summer camp, Victory Junction also hosts family weekends, partner programs, and day camps. And the Victory Junction Outreach Program takes camp fun beyond our gates to children at hospitals and partner sites throughout North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia. Victory Junction makes the impossible accessible.
This is a place that needs to be here 50 years from now, 100 years from now. We are never going to run out of kids that can benefit from Victory Junction.
Discover how you can get involved at victoryjunction.org.
So you're a Toyota Cup driver and you just made it to the playoffs. Now all you have to do is win. Easy. Just turn left, right? That and start strong, take off, reach 200 miles per hour, maintain a good position, no big deal, lap, lap again, time your pit stops, steer clear of accidents, talk to your crew chief like your best friend, and most importantly, turn left. Easy, right? You in? Get up to speed at TGRNA.com. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, LLC.
51 laps to go here at Las Vegas. Eric Almirola going after Jesse Love. This is not for the top spot, but it will eventually be. They're in turn 3.
And they got a lot of lap traffic in front of them. Love's going to have to make a deciding move right here. He's going to go to the bottom of the racetrack. He's able to escape Eric Almirola. Almirola not letting him go.
Jesse Love almost went to the apron to get around Josh Williams. He's able to do it, but Almirola tight on his bumper.
And so is Connor Zilich. They are evenly separated. 1, 2, 3 by about a car length. Love on the bottom. Almirola in the middle of the racetrack. Zilich on the bottom. They rock it off a two.
Yeah, Zilich maybe with the best opportunity he's had to see the front again as he works right behind Almirola into turn number 3. All three cars, Jesse Love, Almirola, and Zilich. Bottom of the racetrack off the corner.
Daniel Hemrick, Kyle Sieg have not pitted, but Jesse Love holding the third spot. Eventually, this will be again the battle for the lead. Almirola, Zilich close in.
And it is most certainly a battle back into turn number 1. Again, one car length between Love and Almirola, a car length or maybe two back to Connor Zilich. They run nose to tail off of two.
Here they come down the Nellis straightaway. Jesse Love in charge of this group right now at the moment, down to the bottom of the racetrack. He goes. call Almirola a half a car length back, and then there's Zilich, another half a car length.
Daniel Hemric comes onto pit road. He gives up the top spot. We owe our local stations a break. From Las Vegas Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Ansan Associates, downtown Durand.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand.
After Daniel Hemric came into pit, Jesse Love resumed the lead, but we have a new second-place driver, Pat Patterson.
Connor Zilich just made it look easy. He drove right underneath Eric Almirola as if Almirola wasn't paying attention. He lost that spot, and now he's trying to catch up. Here's the leader on four.
It'll be 45 laps to go this time by. Jesse Love has cleared lap traffic. So has Connor Zilich. They'll race back into one.
And a reminder, Jesse Love, just one win on the season. That happened in the first race of the year at Daytona. Connor Zilich, he's got 10 of these things, and he raced down the back straightaway. Love with a little breathing room, call it three car lengths.
Yeah, and they got a little breathing room when it comes to lap traffic. They have been really trying to tackle a moving slalom course the last four or five laps. Here's the leader, Love, all four.
A yellow could change it, but right now it looks like three cars fighting for the top spot. Justin Allgaier fading in fourth, 4.5 seconds back.
Yep, one, two, three. They run on the racetrack as they continue to pick their way through lap traffic. Next car ahead is Trevor Bain, but it is Jesse Love in that red and white Chevrolet digging hard with the race lead off of turn two.
Love down the Nellis straightaway now towards turn number three. Let's that car hang out next to that bright yellow wall down to the bottom line of that white line. Paints it with that front left tire, as do the second, as do Connor Zilich and Eric Almirola.
43 laps to go this time by, and Ross Chastain, this pit cycle was opened up with 63 to go by Sheldon Creed, and that one's paid off in a big way.
That's right. Currently running in the fifth position after earlier pitting just to make adjustments to his car, guys, without even changing the tires. An early call to pit road in the neighborhood of 5 to almost 10 laps ahead of some of our other leaders inside of the top 10. Currently netted out in fifth. The best thing, it runs a while in another caution and gets him to reset.
Connor Zilich now on the back bumper of Jesse Love. They exit turn number four. They might have made slight contact. Jesse Love now blocks Zilich to the inside. They're in the same tire tracks to one.
Yeah, Jesse Love had a big moment here in turn two, one lap ago. That car got sideways, and it allowed Zilich to get right on the back bumper. They'll chase each other down the back straightaway with Eric Almirola in tow.
They both better be careful. Almirola is really good at making and taking advantage of these two guys if they get to racing side by side. Up front, though, Jesse Love doesn't have that problem, as once again, he leads all four.
It's a three-way battle for the lead, but Daniel Hemric's involved in this one on fresher tires. Hemric drives to the outside of second place Connor Zilich. He's going to try and unlap himself.
Yeah, I would imagine all three of the front runners were just told, hey, by the way, that car is not for position, but Daniel Hemric is mighty fast on those fresh tires. He gets around Zilich. Now he'll try to get around Jesse Love, unlap himself in turn three.
And that's exactly what he's going to try to do. He's going to go to the high side of the racetrack now. He'll try to work to the outside of Jesse Love. Here comes Daniel Hemric trying to unlap himself off the corner.
Hemric in the 21st spot has indeed unlapped himself. He did it the old-fashioned way. Drives around the leader. Zilich now pulls in on Love again.
All right, so we can resume this battle for the race lead. Jesse Love on the bottom. Connor Zilich has moved up off the bottom of the racetrack. First time we've seen him move up to the middle lane, trying to build that momentum. He's got to find a car length and a half.
Jesse Love's got a fast car in front of him, and Hemric got a fast car behind him with Zilich, and he's trying to hold on to his spot. Bottom of the racetrack once again. The red and white number two holds his his spot over Zillich.
39 to go. Let's give you a rundown as Jesse Love leads here in the Focus Tail 302. Connor Zillich close behind in second. Third is Eric Almirola. Justin Allgaier fourth. Sheldon Creed is fifth, but was just told he might be a lap or two short on Sunoco Fuel. Ryan Sieg is sixth. Seventh, Nick Sanchez. Austin Hill eighth. Ninth, Taylor Gray. Tenth is Corey Day.
Brandon Jones 11th. 12th is Harrison Burton. Sam Mayer 13th. William Sawalich 14th. Then it's Carson Quappel 15th. 16th, Christian Eckes. Sammy Smith 17th. 18th, Daniel Dye. 19th, Matt DiBenedetto. Trevor Bayne in 20th.
Daniel Hemric back on the lead lap all by himself. He runs 21st. 22nd, one lap down is Dean Thompson. 23rd, Brennan Poole. Jeb Burton 24th. Austin Green 25th. 26th, Kyle Sieg. Josh Williams 27th. 28th, Anthony Alfredo. Blaine Perkins 29th. Two laps down is Parker Retzloff in 30th.
31st, Ryan Ellis. Mason Maggio 32nd. Nick Lights 33rd. Garrett Smithley 34th. 35th, Joey Gase. Off the racetrack right now, Jeremy Clements. Out of the race in 37th, Mason Massey. 38th, Thomas Annunziata.
So Jesse Love is leading into one, but only three car lengths over Connor Zillich.
Yep, they are evenly separated, and the guy that's maybe losing the most right now is Eric Almirola. He's falling about eight car lengths behind. Zillich, though, on the move, took a look to the inside down the backstretch.
We got a battle for the lead once again. It'll be Zillich right to the bumper of the number two Chevy of Sam, of the leader, and he moves the car over to the right-hand side. But Love is able to hold it off on four.
As they come down to the stripe, 36 laps to go. Eric Almirola now starting to lose some ground as Love and Zillich are back in one.
Dueling into that first corner at the bottom of the racetrack. Again, not catching much lap traffic as these Goodyear tires start to stabilize a little bit, but Connor Zillich continues to mount the pressure for Jesse Love.
Yeah, Trevor Bayne is that next car that Love is going to face in terms of lap traffic in front of him. Once again, only about a car length and a half separate first and second. It's about 10 Carlings back to third.
35 laps to go in the Focus Tail 302. Jesse Love leads Connor Zillich, Eric Almirola, Justin Allgaier now to move Nick Sanchez into the top five.
Here's John Felton of Cheddar's Scratch Kitchen.
We've been partnered with NASCAR for about 6 years now. We specifically are aligned with Kyle Busch, the driver of the number 8 car with Richard Childress Racing. And we've continued to expand the various ways that we can engage the NASCAR community. Radio has been very helpful for us in terms of accessing the fan base directly, helping share our story about American classics and homestyle comfort food at an unbeatable price. Through relationships that we've built with the on-air personalities, we've had them host events for us. The conversations feel real. And so that's a brand and an organization that has a personality that is a good fit for our brand. So it is an authentic way to connect with the fan base while also telling our story as an organization. At the same time, we want people to be excited about NASCAR.
Thank you, John. NASCAR Network Radio drives business.
From Las Vegas Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Wisconsin weather can be a bit of a roller coaster. Are you ready for the ride? No matter how much snow comes our way, you can be prepared with a four-season solution from Tractor Central. John Deere lawn tractors, compact, and utility tractors are built for four-season versatility because you don't have an off-season, and neither do we. Four-season solutions start at just $64.99. Visit Tractor Central today to find out why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
Next time by just 30 laps to go in the Focused Health 302 here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Jesse Love, Connor Zilich vying for the top spot are beginning to leave. Third place, Eric Almirola. They have left Justin Allgaier in the dust. He is now almost 7 seconds back.
Heavy lap traffic now for leader Jesse Love.
And Brad, these are good cars that they're going to try to lap, like Trevor Bayne, Sammy Smith, Matt DiBenedetto. This is about to get really interesting. In fact, the lap traffic stacked up right in front of Jesse Love and Connor Zilich. Love dives to the bottom of the racetrack to try to clear him.
Love's going to get some running room down at the bottom, so Connor Zilich is going to have an opportunity to get right to the bumper of the two car. Battle for the lead off of turn number four as Love gets a little bit loose. Here comes Zilich.
Connor Zilch, we got a spin, Pat, in front of you in turn number four.
One car spinning sideways right in front of me, gets it wowed up. Caution is on the racetrack. Everybody else moves to avoid it right now as we're trying to get an eyeball at the 26. That is Dean Thompson that has turned himself around right in front of us, and the caution's out.
Connor Zilich just took the lead as we have 29 laps to go in the Focused Health 302. I can't tell if that's an opportune caution or not. That racing was getting pretty crazy.
It was, and this is the time to slap on that last set of stickers, and here we go.
Okay, crew chiefs, this is why you get paid the big bucks. Make the call. Are you coming down pit road for your last set of tires, Mark?
We'll take a break. We'll come back for those pit stops at Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
eBay has reinvented vehicle buying. From click to curb, everything's covered. Ever try to buy a car online and end up in a parking lot with a stranger and some blind trust? That era is over. Now with Secure Purchase, eBay isn't just where you find your car. It's where you buy it, start to finish. Title, financing, registration, delivery, it's all built in. This is the modern way to buy your next ride on eBay. eBay. Things people love. Secure Purchase is powered by Caramel Dealer Services, LLC, an eBay subsidiary.
This is Kyle Petty for Echo Park Automotive. As you might imagine, I know a thing or two about cars, and I'm here to tell you about a whole new way to buy a car, truck, or SUV. Did you know that Echo Park Automotive has over 95,000 five-star reviews? On top of that, every car that Echo Park Automotive sells goes through a 190-point inspection to make sure that it looks and drives like new, so you leave happy. It's even in their name, Echo Park Automotive. Every car, happy owner. The official used car dealer of Speedway Motorsports.
Right when Connor Zilich took the lead, Dean Thompson spun and brought out a caution. We have 28 laps to go. Pit road is closed. We'll see how crazy things get here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway when we come back. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Hey, how was your day?
Great. Don't forget, Sam's practice starts an hour early.
I'm going right now.
Sam, are you ready? Coming.
I have that meeting at school. I'll see you later.
Life is busy. Your healthcare should keep up. At Amplify Health in Mondovi, we get it. Our primary care is built around what you need when you need it, with same-day, in-person, or video appointments available. Because sometimes feeling seen and understood means actually being seen. A little empathy changes everything.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Under just the fourth caution flag in the Focused Health 302, as the leaders come down pit road, they'll cross the stripe, put 26 laps up on the board. The most critical pit stops of the day about to happen. Connor Zilich has the number one pit, but all day long, Jesse Love's crew has been lightning quick. Can they win the battle off a pit lane, or maybe Eric Almirola's crew? We're about to find out. Brett McMillan.
All right, Taylor Gray is going to be the first one in when they come around that big old bend and down pit road. He says the car has been tight. They're going to give him an air pressure adjustment. Also, Corey Day said the car fire it off tight, but then went loose. He also said it had been a little edgy in the back, so look at him, a four-tire change, and fill off that tank of Sunoco fuel. Heather DeBow.
And Nick Sanchez from the fifth position, happy enough with that car. No adjustments for him, just four tires and fuel. Eric Almirola saying he's just a little too tight and wants a half a number of turn. Wendy Venturini.
Jesse Love has been a little bit free. It's a half a pound in the left side tires. Four tires, a little bit slower on the stop. Justin Allgaier also on pit road. A little bit slower stop for him and Connor Zillage. He was a little bit too loose, but the adjustments have been helping Connor Zillage. Four tires and Sunoco fuel.
Zillage the first off of pit lane, followed by Almirola, Jesse Love, Nick Sanchez, Justin Allgaier fifth, then Creed, Hill, Sieg, Jones, Gray. They're the top 10 off the pit lane.
The Earnhardt family has always trusted Bass Pro Shops for all their outdoor needs, and I continue to be a proud customer. I grew up shopping here, and now I love bringing my family here to gear up for all our adventures together. And now, Bass Pro Shops club members enjoy special savings and earn points towards free gear, which is rewarding when buying what you need for your next adventure. Spending time outdoors with the ones you love, sharing memories, and making new ones, that's an Earnhardt family tradition that I'm proud to carry on.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR. From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
We will restart with 23 laps to go in the Focus Tel 302. From Las Vegas Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Ansan Associates, downtown Durand.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk after the bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Field is coming to 1 to go. We're going to restart this race with 23 laps to go, and we will take you to the checkered flag presented by Toyota. For the latest Toyota Gazoo racing information, visit TGRNA.com.
So, at this point, Connor Zillage is our leader. Eric Almirola second. Jesse Love third. Nick Sanchez fourth. Fifth, Justin Allgaier. Sheldon Creed is sixth. Seventh is Austin Hill. Ryan Sieg eighth. Ninth, Brandon Jones. Tenth, Taylor Gray.
William Sawalich runs in 11th. 12th is Corey Day. Harrison Burton is 13th. Sam Maris 14th. 15th, Carson Quaffle. Daniel Hemric is 16th. Christian Eck is 17th. 18th, Daniel Dye. Trevor Bayne 19th. 20th, Matt DiBenedetto.
Sammy Smith back on the lead lap in 21st. 22nd, Brendan Poole. Kyle Sieg 23rd. Jeb Burton 24th. Austin Green 25th. Josh Williams 26th. Anthony Alfredo 27th. Blaine Perkins 28th. Dean Thompson, Parker Retzlaff minus one, round out the top 30.
Ryan Ellis will restart in 31st. Mason Maggio 32nd. Nick Lights 33rd. 34th, Garrett Smithley. Joey Gase, 35th. Out of the race, Jeremy Clements will finish 36th. Transmission issue. Mason Maggio will finish 37th, and Thomas Annunziata will finish 38th.
Jason Brownlow, pace car driver in the Toyota Supra GR pace car. Get that right. Anyways, he hopes this is the last time he's got to go down pit road. And maybe this is the last time we'll get into the Echo Park Automotive restart zone. Every car, happy owner. Echo Park Automotive, let's do this thing.
Fans are on their feet here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway as that Toyota GR Super Pace car will make the hard left turn. We are racing under the lights. We head toward the Echo Park Automotive restart zone. Connor Zilich, the control car, on the inside of Eric Almirola. Zilich gets the jump. A nice little bump from Jesse Love. Zilich will try and clear Eric Almirola. Almirola getting a big push from Nick Sanchez as they head to one.
Boy, looks like Justin Allgaier is going to try to go three wide. He jumps out of the throttle. That stacks things up about six or seven cars back. Up front, though, Connor Zilich digging on the bottom. Eric Almirola to his outside.
Side by side for the lead. That's the way they run down the Nellis straightaway into turn three. Zilich, bottom of the racetrack, right on the white line. Almirola to the high side, trying to take the lead away.
Four cars, two by two, streaking to the finish line. We've got only 22 laps to go. Nearly a dead heat. Zilich and Almirola out front.
It's Zilich on the bottom. Eric Almirola running the top side. Behind them, Jesse Love on the bottom. Nick Sanchez with a nice run through the middle of the racetrack. Sanchez looking to take third. Eric Almirola looking for the race lead.
Sanchez to the third spot. Here's the battle for the lead into turn number three. Bottom of the racetrack. That's where Connor Zilich holds it on down to the very bottom. He's got Almirola by a car length off the corner.
Nick Sanchez no longer a playoffs contender, but you wouldn't know it. He's taking away the second spot from Eric Almirola. As he does so, Connor Zilich able to stretch out his lead.
And this is no fluke. Nick Sanchez qualified well and is running the top five all day long. Just had the bottom open up. Jesse Love, they nearly made contact. Battling for third. Sanchez falls in behind Almirola.
Down the backstretch they go once again. Zilich out in front by about 3 to 4 car lengths. Almirola with the second spot. Sanchez works the high side of the racetrack. Stays locked right on Almirola on four.
Out to lunch for most of this race. Sheldon Creed is fifth. He's battling side by side with Justin Allgaier in their draft, Corey Day.
I would have never expected Sheldon Creed to get to that top five after how slow and out of shape his car looked in the first stage. He is running that outside groove. Justin Allgaier on the bottom. They're door-to-door down the backstretch.
Back up front, Sanchez gets the door shut on him. Down the backstretch by Almirola. He's got a faster car than the 19. He's making it work on the bottom of the racetrack.
Almirola wants to try and catch Connor Zilich for the lead, but he can't. He has to watch Nick Sanchez. Sanchez, a car length and a half off the back bumper of Almirola.
Such a tough spot for a race car driver to be in. Almirola now can focus forward as he's got about two car lengths clear of Nick Sanchez. But again, Almirola's had a hard time in turn two keeping his car on the bottom. That brings Sanchez right back into the mix.
Right behind that group, Justin Allgaier trying to do everything he can to get around Sheldon Creed. Creed is not letting him go. Pressuring him at the bottom of the racetrack. Here's the battle for second off the corner.
Sanchez rises up the racetrack, almost gets into the door of Eric Almirola at the stripe. Give him a half car length advantage on the inside.
And as they side draft and slow each other down, it's about a 10 car length advantage for Connor Zilich. He is opening it up. Boy, Sanchez got really sideways underneath Almirola. Almost wrecked there, Pat, in turn two.
That's going to bring Jesse Love right to his bumper. Love sees an opportunity now to do away with Sanchez. Goes to the bottom of the racetrack. That's the battle for third we're talking about. Here comes Jesse Love.
That bobble might just be the break that Eric Almirola needs. He was able to dispatch of Nick Sanchez and go after Connor Zilich. Now Jesse Love is driven to the inside of Sanchez for third.
Yep, Jesse Love going to try to pick the pieces and get around Nick Sanchez. Sanchez runs a really tight line. Doesn't give Jesse Love a lot of room. Slowed him down. They'll stay side by side off the two.
That's going to bring Justin Allgaier ever so closer to that spot and the battle with those two that are raging up front for the third spot. Jesse Love on the bottom of the racetrack. Sanchez to the outside, making it work off the corner.
Connor Zilich powers out of turn number four. He'll flash across the stripe with just 16 laps to go, easing away just a bit from Eric Almirola.
That battle for third is not done. In fact, it's about to become a three-car battle because Justin Allgaier has gotten up on the steering wheel. He will watch those two youngsters. Jesse Love gets sideways, nearly clears out Nick Sanchez. Allgaier making them both pat down the backstretch.
Here comes the Brandt Chevy taking advantage of that now. Move him up to the fourth spot. Is Sanchez right in front of him? Here's Connor Zilich off the corner and leading Eric Almirola.
As they come off of turn number four now, Justin Allgaier, he's on the back bumper of Nick Sanchez. Jesse Love has collected his race car. It's a three-car battle for third.
Boy, those two youngsters, Sanchez and Love, are just driving the daylights out of the race of their race cars late in the event. Justin Allgaier, nice and smooth. He cleared Jesse Love. Now, Pat, he'll go to work on third place, Nick Sanchez.
Call it a half a car length. The battle between third and fourth. Allgaier in the fourth spot. Meanwhile, up front, it appears Almirola trying to close the gap on the leader, Connor Dillich.
Down to the stripe. Getting down to the closing stages, only 14 to go. Again, Zilich comfortably ahead of Almirola. The battle raging for third.
It's about a half a car length as Justin Allgaier looked inside, looked outside. Now he'll go to the bottom of the racetrack. Nick Sanchez leaves the door open. We'll see the stability and speed of Justin Allgaier's car. It's there. Gets back in line. He'll draft down the backstretch.
Allgaier set fast time today. Led him to green, but he's in the fourth spot right now, trying to make up ground on Nick Sanchez midway through three and four. Half a car length. Separate third and fourth.
Last time by, Eric Almirola made up a tenth of a second on Connor Zilich with 13 laps to go. This time, Almirola makes up another tenth.
He is reeling them in like he's fishing on a lake. It's down to about five or six car lengths. Zilich, again, has been glued to the bottom of the racetrack. Almirola running a little bit higher. And again, Pat, he's inching forward.
Here comes Justin Allgaier. He wants that third spot. He wants to get up and battle with those guys for the lead right now. Takes the red number seven to the bottom of the racetrack. Paints the white line. Sanchez not letting him go, but Allgaier moved him up a spot.
Here's Almirola, slid just a bit coming out of turn number four. He trails Zilich. Now in the third spot, let's get the gap for Justin Allgaier to the leader, 1.8 seconds.
Yep, Nick Sanchez trying to fight back in that fourth position. Really good battle right behind them as Jesse Love sees his mirrors fill up with Corey Day, who's starting to rim ride. He'll look trying to get around that wheel in Chevrolet down the backstretch.
Up front, the distance between first and second, call it two car lengths. Both Zilich and Almirola at the very bottom of the racetrack.
11 to go this time by. It's a battle for the lead. Eric Almirola has caught Connor Zilich. Call it one car length off the back bumper as he looks to the high side toward one.
Eric Almirola won stage one and stage two, but they don't hand out trophies for stage wins. He wants to win the third and final stage, and he's got a run right to the back bumper of Connor Zilich off the two.
Here comes Almirola, and of course Zilich trying to take his line away into the corner. The veteran with a lot more experience pulls right to the bumper of the leader, Zilich, off of turn four.
10 laps to go. The race still hangs in the balance as Connor Zilich tries to hold off Eric Almirola. Justin Allgaier valiantly trying to reel them in.
Yep, if either of those front two bobble, Justin Allgaier is going to be there, but he is not close enough to really mix it up here in the late stages. As for Connor Zilich, the advantage is about a car length over Eric Almirola, who continues to pressure him down the backstretch.
Zilich trying to hold off Almirola, half a car length. Almirola goes right to his bumper, almost gets into him into the corner. Almirola pressuring now on the outside, backed off the corner.
Bumper to bumper off of turn number four. Zilich protected the bottom. Jesse Love has dropped out of the top five as Corey Day passed him. Leaders are back in one.
Connor Zilich has about a 1.5 car length advantage for Eric Almirola, and now Zilich is moving around the racetrack. He's running the middle of the track. That car looked a little unstable. That's all Eric Almirola needs. They're side by side down the backstretch for the lead.
Battle for the lead. Almirola's got an advantage. He gets a nose out in front, bottom of the racetrack. Eric Almirola going to take the spot away from Connor Zilich. Zilich drifts up the racetrack, and Justin Allgaier trying to close in.
Eric Almirola takes the lead for the fourth time in this event. He'll do it with eight laps to go. Zilich, though, is not going anywhere.
And again, it was just a slight bobble run in the middle of the racetrack that cost Connor Zilich. Now he goes back to the bottom. That's where he's way more comfortable, but he has to get on the attack about a car length behind Almirola.
Zilich has got to overcome Almirola and the clean air that he's got up front, call it about a car length and a half. Zilich, bottom of the racetrack. Here comes Almirola once again off the corner.
Seven to go this time by. Eric Almirola leads Connor Zilich by a car length and a half. Don't look now. Justin Allgaier is lurking. He's less than a second from the leader.
Justin Allgaier is praying that these front two can get side by side to slow him down enough to get him into the mix. Right now he's got to find about 10 to 12 car lengths as Eric Almirola continues to lead Connor Zilich.
Justin Allgaier is closing it in on the top two drivers right now. Almirola out in front. Call it a car length and a half over Zilich. Both at the very bottom of the racetrack. They are going to catch a little bit of lap traffic between here and the house.
Six laps to go in this race. Two slower cars up ahead. Leaders back to one.
Yep, they are heading back to turn number one. And this time, Eric Almirola with his largest lead of this stage. It's about four or five car lengths over Connor Zilich. In fact, Justin Allgaier is catching his teammate, Pat, as they all roar off a two.
Good call, Nick. The eye test says the seven is closing in on the top two. Right now, though, Almirola, he applies the gas in a big way down here in three and four. He's pulling out by about a five or seven car lead off the corner.
Nick Lights moves out of the way for Eric Almirola. Connor Zilich has to tuck in behind him, however. That's going to cost him another tenth or two as they race back to one.
Almirola, the race leader. Zilich second, Allgaier third, and tip the cap to Corey Day. He just picked off Nick Sanchez and moved that Hendrick Car Chevrolet machine into the fourth position. It's still Almirola down the backstretch.
Down the Nella straightaway. Here comes Eric Almirola, the number 19, working at the very bottom of the racetrack. That's where he's liked it all day long. Zilich doing everything he can to get to the bumper of him. Not about 12 car lengths back right now off of turn number four.
With four laps to go, he'll negotiate his way to the inside of a lapped automobile and then nothing but clear racetrack up ahead for Eric Almirola.
Almirola is no stranger to victory lane this season in this part-time effort. He's gotten it done at both Phoenix and Bristol, running the middle of the racetrack. Zilich has closed it back down, Pat, to three car lengths.
That's exactly what Zilich wanted to do. Maybe cool the tires just enough maybe to get one more fight against Almirola. Call it four car lengths separate first and second off the corner.
Three laps to go. Connor Zilich is closing off of turn number four. Here's Eric Almirola. Zilich now has whittled it down to just two car lengths since they head to one.
Boy, we got a battle for the race win here in the closing laps of Las Vegas. Connor Zilich with a great run to the inside. The car washes up the racetrack right on the back bumper of Almirola. Almirola has a hard time keeping it on the middle.
Zilich now down to throwing Hail Marys to try to get in front of Eric Almirola, the leader, going into turn number three. Only a half a car length separate first and second. Here they come off the corner.
With two laps to go, it's a two-man fight for the win in the Focused Health 302. Eric Almirola trying to hold off a game. Connor Zilich.
Back into turn number one. Zilich right on the back bumper. Now he'll go to the top side of the racetrack. Eric Almirola goes to the bottom. That's where his car's been unstable. Zilich really sideways off of turn two. Pat, he nearly wrecked.
Working it every way he can. Zilich trying to get this win over Eric Almirola. Justin Allgaier not a factor in the third spot. Here comes Almirola once again off turn number four.
White flag in the air here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Eric Almirola will drive across the start-finish line. He's now stretched it out to seven car lengths over Connor Zilich.
Connor Zilich's car was sideways all the way through the apex of turns one and two a lap ago. It cost him a ton. He's digging deep on his final lap, but the advantage for Almirola off a two for the final time is five car lengths.
Here we go. Does Zilich have anything left for the leader? Down the Nella straightaway into the turn number three, make it five car lengths. Eric Almirola, he's in control off the corner in four.
He works his way out of turn number four. Break out the broom for Eric Almirola. He wins both stages and he takes the checkered flag in the Focused Health 302. He beats the seemingly unbeatable Connor Zilich, who winds up in the second spot.
Connor Zilich, that bobble was enough for him to reset and think to himself, I need the points. I've got a great lead. I can't give it away.
Coming on the air, when I walked in the booth, I said, who can beat Connor Zilich? Eric Almirola answered the call.
Eric Almirola, big win here. That number 19 car is a part of the owner's championship. It advances to the championship round. Connor Zilich finishes second. Third, Justin Allgaier. Corey Day brings his car home fourth. Nick Sanchez rounds out the top five. Jesse Love ends up finishing sixth. Seventh was Ryan Sieg. Taylor Gray finished eighth. Sam Mayer finished ninth. Austin Hill rounded out the top ten. As we pause 10 seconds for station identification, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durand. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Bowerville Tire and Service. Durand